T-shirts and carrying Chinese flags. Later tonight, a state banquet will be held at Buckingham Palace. Let's speak now to Kerry Allen, who's the BBC Monitoring's China analyst. Kerry, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Hi, Felicity.
Why is the red carpet being literally rolled out for President Xi?
Well, the Chinese press have been talking about Xi's visit to the UK for the last two, 3 days now, and really calling it a golden era for Sino-British ties. And a lot of papers have been saying that that they see the meetings between Xi Jinping and David Cameron as an opportunity to foster stronger relationships between China and Europe. So they're saying that nuclear deals and also transport deals are expected to be signed over the next few days, and for that reason, this has been really heralded in mainland state media as an important event.
And this is a relationship, and obviously a facilitator of big business deals, that is something that's been pursued with great gusto by the Chancellor George Osborne specifically.
It is, but I noticed today I've been doing a little bit of digging around how the Chinese see George Osborne, and a lot of people see him as almost a doppelganger for Mr. Bean. so he's not got the same appearance, I think, as the Chinese treasurer.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm not sure what George Osborne himself would make of that news. But anyway, maybe so long as the contracts get signed, he doesn't care. There are those, though, who are very concerned about this because of China's human rights record, also because of concerns about the impact on Britain's relationship with the United States. And, you know, we hear, don't we, that China hacks into government's secret computer systems. We also hear that there's hacking against business systems out of China. What's the argument there, Kerry? Just explain all of that.
Well, with regards to cybersecurity, there's within the last few months, the Chinese government have really been pressing the hope for, with the US, an international cybersecurity law. And their line on this has been that China is actually one of the biggest victims of cybersecurity hackings. I think it was only yesterday there was in the Chinese media reports of a breach of the NetEase web portal, which is a service very similar to Yahoo, where people register email addresses and have news accounts and microblogs. And they were saying that this would affect billions of people.
And the United States are not particularly happy to see this blossoming relationship between the UK and China, according to some of the comments that we've seen, at any rate.
Well, I can only speak for the Chinese media, but editorials in the Chinese press have been saying that it's not a playing off of the UK against the US, and that the relationships are still pretty strong between both. It's more about building relationships with Europe.
Thanks very much indeed for talking to us. Kerry Allen there, the BBC Monitoring's China analyst.
The time coming up to 19 minutes.